Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at
97.3. Dallas, it's hump day. Good vibes, variety. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show. Outside Lands tickets. How about it? Let's do this thing. Right now, we have your chance to go to Outside Lands. I'm going to give you a code word in just a second here. And you're going to text that to our contest line, 20357. It's pretty simple. And you could wind up with a pair of three-day general admission festival passes for Outside Lands. Here we go. Text the word ticket, T-I-C-K-E-T. Text ticket to 20357, and you're in the running for three-day festival passes for Outside Lands, Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat, a million more bands on a bunch of different stages. It's huge. It's all over Golden Gate Park, and it's August 8th through the 10th. This hour's code word is ticket. More tickets at 12:05, and then every hour of Jane's show, 3 through 6.
Good luck.
9:05s.
Hope you win.
Yeah. Hawk Tua.
What about her?
She's a girl who went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's going to shoot her shot with Glenn Powell. That's right. It's a small world after all, everyone. Glenn Powell is shooting a show that the only thing I could find on this is a teaser trailer. So it's a show called Chad Powers. And it's on Hulu.
It's already been, it's airing.
It's coming out this year.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. The only thing I can find on it is this little teaser trailer.
Oh, okay.
What it looks like is he's undercover and it's set in Oregon. He's the quarterback of the Oregon Ducks.
Oh. I like it.
Yes. Well, you know what? Did I send you this story by any chance? Can you grab just type in Chad Powers and because Glenn Powell, he puts on full face prosthetics and a wig to play this role because he's like an undercover guy. So I don't know what he's trying to figure out, but he's clearly doing some kind of investigation.
In Eugene, Oregon.
For the Ducks. So here, this is a little teaser trailer. And there he is. He's got his, they show him applying the makeup to his face. I think it's at the beginning, where he's beginning this investigation.
And he's a PI, and he also happens to know how
something
to spin
like
a football.
That. And he knows that the Hawk Tua girl, well, someone making the show, no doubt, knows that the Hawk Tua girl is so hot, Hot Tua. And so she's got a little cameo, looks
good
like.
For her.
Yeah.
That's
say
great.
They say that Hawk Tua, her name is Haley something or other. I don't see it right here. She's back on the grind after that whole crypto mess that she was let off the hook for. The SEC looked into it and went, no, Hawk Tua girl, we're down with her. Yeah, I don't like that. They were like, yes, we do.
Haley Welch, by the way.
Haley Welch?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you were, Hawk Tua girl. So now she's made her way to Hollywood to do a cameo in Glenn Powell's new Hulu series, Chad Powers, which, having seen this little teaser trailer, it looks funny. It looks adorable. He's the quarterback for the Ducks. I mean, we've got ties to this left and right.
They just showed the stadium and I lived.
Oh, funny.
I lived right there when I lived in Eugene. Like, I could hear the games from my house.
Do you think they made it? So that was definitely the stadium. Yeah, so they shot it there in Oregon. That's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know anybody still there? Do you have, like, somebody's number you could call and find out what the deal is with them?
Yeah, I probably. I mean, I don't stay in touch with a lot of people.
Give me their number. I'll call them and find out.
Is it Brandy? You know Icky.
Icky doesn't live in Oregon still,
does
he?
Yes,
he lives in that town in Oregon?
He's the program director at the radio station we used to work at.
All right, I'll reach out to Icky.
He works at NRQ, the station that I did mornings
that
at.
That is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, oh, and I'm so this must be the school, too, because there he is walking through the yard at the school.
I was never on campus other than having gone to the games, but that's a big part of Eugene. That's a whole, and that's often the case with these colleges in little towns. And it was weird because there's the town, which is grown-ups who work and have kids and families, and then there's the kids who came to Eugene for school. They mostly stay on campus unless they go out to the bars. They're in their own little world.
Right. It's a college town.
And so you've got the farmers and the Republicans and then you got the kids doing their thing. I liked it. It was fun, but I didn't get to experience that by going away to, let's say, Wisconsin College or whatever, you know.
In West Virginia, it's a small town, and on football Saturdays, it becomes the biggest city in the state. Like, that's how many people come in for the football games. I'm sure Eugene's similar, you know?
They had people who have RVs strictly to drive them down the street to get in the parking lot on Friday so that they could pregame for the Saturday game all night, stay the night, and leave on Sunday.
Yep.
That's what their RV's for.
Better than driving home drunk.
Oh, they just,
we're going to hang out here.
It's a big part.
It's a scene, right?
Of the that season is it's huge.
The local community probably is just, because that's the big thing that's going on in that town.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm sure, similar.
Yeah, it's good for the economy.
Yeah. So, Hawk to a Girl is doing a little cameo.
What is she doing?
Just, they say,
cheerleader.
No, it says she's playing herself.
Oh.
Let's see. Bumps into Hawk Tua while out celebrating his draft pick to the XFL.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I guess, you know, maybe they weren't allowed to use NFL.
Maybe.
So, you definitely just, thank you, Tumza. You definitely heard these two names in the same sentence. Glenn Powell, who's red hot right now, and the Hawk Tua girl, Haley, whatever you said her name was. Welsh?
Welsh.
Welsh. Welsh. All right. Hawk Tua girl. So, it looks like, though, this actually happened in L.A. They were doing, apparently all the principal photography is done on this show, and they were doing some, it says she was on set doing, they were doing reshoots. So that, and it happened in L.A. So, Glenn was shooting a club scene where his character, Oregon Ducks QB Russ Holiday, who goes undercover in prosthetics as the title character, Chad Powers, he's undercover, bumps into Hawk Tua. She plays herself. No word on whether she'll reenact the sex shot. Hilarious, Tumza. You know what? It actually looks like there's in that same story, there's a tiny blurb of her maybe doing her cameo. Maybe she's got mad acting chops and she'll become the next big actress. She's cute.
Well, I would guess any one of us could get through like two sentences, especially if we're playing ourselves. It would be pretty easy.
Not me. I'd black out.
It's
I'd
trying to do a whole character over the course of 6 months and having that be like, you know, having continuity in that. That's where the, you know, the skill, I guess, comes in.
Well, she's playing herself.
Right.
So if that's the character that she's been working on her Talk to a podcast,
I feel like she's going to nail it.
Maybe. Anyway, heads up. There's a Glenn Powell Hulu show. It looks hilarious, and it's called Chad Powers. I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's just a little teaser, though. There's really not a lot to it. And the Hawk Tua girl's not in it. Sorry, boys. Or whoever's into her. this is interesting. This is a whole NIMBY thing. Like, people want to help solve the homeless problem.
What did you just say, though? NIMBY?
Not in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
So, but people don't want the reasonable housing to be in their backyard. And you can sort of see both sides. If you live in a nice neighborhood, you certainly don't want indigents hanging around. It's like chasing people who have parked their RV out in front of your house. I get it. But then we all are like, but we've got to solve these problems. It's just that we don't want the stuff to be where we can see it. So this is, having established that, there's a town in New Jersey called Tom's River.
Hey, Tom.
Tom's River. And there's a library in Tom's River called Ocean County Library. And John Bon Jovi and his wife, Dorothea, have opened a temporary location for their JBJ, that would be John Bon Jovi, Soul Kitchen, at the library. So here's the deal, though. People are not happy about this. The mayor is like, get it out of here. The mayor of Tom's River. These Soul Kitchens provide meals at lower prices, and those in need can put in hours working there in exchange for food. The kitchens also help people find jobs, housing, mental health support, and more. Mayor Daniel Roderick says, it's a day shelter and a soup kitchen. And say it's drawing homeless people to the area.
As by design.
Yes. Here, we're a resource. Please do come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes on to say, mothers shouldn't have to walk through large gangs of intoxicated and mentally ill men with their children to borrow a book. Because they set up at the library. In response, John Bon Jovi and Dorothea said, we invite anyone to the JBJ Soul Kitchen pop-up to see what we're doing to end homelessness and hunger in our community. So you can see the rub. Like, I can see it.
Oh, I can see it too. I mean, I can't like, go all, on at length about it.
I want to solve it, but there's no...
In Santa Cruz, right when you pull into town, there is a homeless shelter and it attracts homeless people.
Yes.
And it's where they hang. And it's right by the Costco too. So you go, you drive through the streets and everyone's waiting for night to, and they do what they do by day until it's nighttime and they got a place to go stay. But it's, yeah, there's people hanging around all day in the hundreds.
Yeah. It's just, it's one of those glaring things that points out this huge problem that nobody seems to have a solution for. And that even when someone tries to make it happen, it's unwelcome. It's really sad. I mean, and not to just to, you know, dump on San Francisco, because I love this town. I think this, it's beautiful. I feel incredibly lucky to work here. And we recently moved. I would say that we are in a much more homeless populated area than we were before for the last 20 plus years. And it's tough to see it, you know, and even just like, you know, you want to bring your family into town and see a show and you get up going up from the parking garage and there's someone shooting up right there. Like, it's a huge problem.
I do think in big cities you have a tendency to be more steeled towards that type of stuff than in wherever.
Tom's River. I don't know if that's what kind of town that is.
But either way, I understand what you're getting at, which is there's a rub. Here's the homeless shelter. Here are the people who aren't allowed to be in there all day waiting all day outside of it.
Right.
In, you know, over 100 people hanging around.
And we all agree that it's a huge problem and something ought to be done about that.
And what are you going to do?
Tries to do it and they throw about, not in my backyard.
Right.
It's not happening. And we're all like that. Like, I don't want it in my backyard either. Like, everyone wants to, and that's the thing. Then I'm like, well, what can I throw money at that? How about that? Money doesn't seem to help it.
No.
Anyway, I did want to say, wave to go, Bon Jovi and your wife, Dorothea. Like, that's, isn't that nice that they're actually trying to make that happen?
Yeah.
It's probably not near their house, though. There's a teaser. Thank you. I did that whole story for that. A teaser.
It's probably not anywhere near their house. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know where they live. There's a new Naked Gun movie.
Yeah.
The teaser's very funny.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it is very funny. It ends with Do you still have this hanging around? Do you want me to send this to you?
I can. Okay. I got it.
So this teaser dropped last week. I just haven't gotten to this. And I know you're a fan of this kind of comedy.
I love Leslie Nielsen. Mm-hmm. I loved Airplane. I love The Naked Gun. I'm a fan. I don't think you should touch it. I actually think I haven't seen him in a long time, but I'm going to guess they do not stand up to our new standards. To today's
you mean
standards.
the old ones.
I would bet that we'd go, you can't say that, you can't make that joke, and that is an outrage. So I don't know why they're okay.
So now a little girl's walking into the bank that's under siege with a bunch of guys with like Kalashnikovs, and then the little girl pulls off her mask and it's Liam Neeson, and now he's standing up and like the Britney Spears oops I did it again, or Hit Me Baby One More Time, that, you know, the school uniform that she's got tied around her. Anyway, it looks hysterical, and Liam Neeson is the new
Leslie Nielsen.
Now, what are your thoughts, having just seen this? Oh, by the way, they're all now kneeling in front of the portraits of their fathers.
Oh, there's OJ. What?
And OJ is the last one they show, and the kid that's playing him, playing his son, looks over at the camera and goes, no. Because they're all like, oh, I'm trying to do you proud, Dad. He looks up and says, mm-mm.
Oh, boy.
It's really funny.
And it's Seth MacFarlane.
Yes, so you know it's going to be
great.
Oh,
it is?
Yeah. He's so good.
Oh.
So it's a very surprising and blunt reference to O.J. Simpson, who played Nordberg in the original. And we have, can you pop that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? It's in there, but people would have to dig for it. So the teaser, though, does have one critic, David Zucker. He's one of the geniuses behind the originals, the OG Naked Gun movies, plus Airplane. And they say here, the equally brilliant Top Secret, starring the late, great Val Kilmer. Do you know that one?
No.
Yeah, me either. After watching the clip, this director, or the guy behind the Naked Gun movies, said, I'm not planning on seeing the Naked Gun remake. I regret having seen the trailer for it. I can't unsee it. I think it looks hilarious. I think Liam Neeson is
so perfect for this.
He's just so charming.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just think because he's unexpected, but he's also, you know, he can pull the action off.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Maybe. Anyway, yeah, there you go. Liam Neeson's Naked Gun reboot. Big O.J. Simpson joke. Next up is just a quick dip back into the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni.
Oh, great news. So what's the verdict?
There's a guy who played the doctor. So at the end of the movie, there's a baby that gets born.
Things that can't ever
It's called
done?
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With
Things
Us,
Things
right.
That Can't Ever Be Unseen, I think is what it's called.
I don't know.
It's called It Ends With Us. Okay. And Blake Lively's character in the movie has a baby at the end.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So, and it's what you think. It's the
it's
thing where
is it his baby?
I'm not gonna say anything about that because actually, there's a bunch of stuff that happens in the movie, and I don't want to give it away. But time has gone by. Time has gone on. So there she is in the hospital, and it's your typical baby delivery scene where there's a lady who's got what appears to be a big belly, and her feet are in the stirrups, or some dudes are holding her legs, you know, the dad, maybe a nurse holding the legs up, and there's a doctor down there looking to catch the baby, and it's implied that he's looking right at all the places where babies come from, one place, and then, you know, she's all, and she's sweating, and everybody's like, wow, this is crazy, and then there's a baby. So
this movie does not sound good.
You never seen a birth scene in a movie? Come on. You have. So, It Ends With Us. There's a guy who plays the doctor.
Okay.
And one of the things that she says is, it was so outrageous. I was nearly nude in that scene.
Wait, who's saying this now?
This is Blake Lively.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Nearly nude in that scene. It was so humiliating. And then he's got his best friend, Justin Baldoni's best friend, playing the doctor so he could have a look at all my bits that are barely covered. So somebody, I think this is Page Six, reaches out to actor Adam Monsheen, who appeared as the doctor.
Did he go, yeah, I've got a selfie with me and her woman area right here.
No, he didn't say that.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Here's what he said. I'm not going to speculate as to Ms. Lively's motivations for mentioning me in the complaint, because he's named in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because Justin Baldoni, as the director and co-star in it, he would have hired this guy.
Right.
And I think she also had said they should have picked just a local actor to blah, blah, blah. And he's like from down the street from where they shot this thing. He also doesn't address whether or not they're actually best friends. So I don't know if that part's true. So he goes on to say, she mentions me in the complaint. I'm not sure why. Needless to say, my experience working with her is very different than the one she described in her lawsuit. I was very surprised to read her description of the scene. He goes on to say, let's see, in her initial complaint, she had said she was disturbed by many of Baldoni's actions on set, including new scenes he chose to have in the film, such as a violative birthing scene for which he cast a friend as her OBGYN. And she claimed that he'd introduce his best friend to play the role of the doctor, when ordinarily a small role of this nature would be filled by a local actor. He says, this is the guy playing the role. Ms. Lively felt that the selection of Mr. Baldoni's, oh no, I'm sorry. This is from her complaint. Ms. Lively felt that the selection of Mr. Baldoni's friend for this intimate role, in which the actor's face and hands were in close proximity to her nearly nude genitalia for a birth scene, was invasive and humiliating. He says, her costume included a full hospital gown, black shorts, and a torso-covering prosthetic to make her appear pregnant in addition to whatever personal garments she chose. She never complained or expressed any discomfort at any point because nothing unusual or improper occurred. It was entirely professional. And he also says, I live down the street from there. I am a local guy. He has 10 prior acting credits. So he wasn't just a friend that he doesn't really address whether or not he's just Justin Baldoni's best friend.
Well, you know, this is one of those things where, and I'm sure we've all been in an argument with a partner or whatever, and it's about one thing, but then that person starts thinking about it, and you know what else pisses me off? And mm-hmm. she just thought of everything she could throw into this lawsuit to make it stick.
Yep.
Because that doesn't sound like a big deal. You're an actor playing a woman giving birth.
Right.
I guess he could have hired a woman to be down there.
I guess he could have.
I don't know.
Yep, he could have.
But it sounds like she was writing some scenes, so why didn't she rewrite that one?
Why didn't she say, how about we just cut to I've already got the baby in my arms? How about that?
I don't know, man.
Huh? What about it?
I don't know what's going on over there, but it's really landed on all three of them in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy Ryan. Right. And
speaking
just
of my boy,
right.
Ryan Reynolds is now selling, he's selling boxed wine. Why not? I have to say, if it's fully recyclable, okay.
It's a big step down from that gin, though, that he was hawking, isn't it?
Well, I'm sure he still hawks that. And maybe he's like, well,
aviation?
That's.
Aviation? Yeah. Is it aviation gin?
Aviation.
I don't remember.
He has this, let's see, he sold you gin, he sold you wireless access, he's even sold you soccer, which isn't easy here in the States, and now he's selling wine. His new wine is called Ugly Estates. Now, there's the packaging. It's next to a very ugly dog.
It's Dogpool from the movie.
Oh, Dogpool. Yeah. I didn't get that far in the movie. I don't know about Dogpool. I went, this movie's stupid, and I like him and Deadpool.
I didn't finish it either.
Mm.
You guys are nuts.
So the wine, the word ugly is written upside down for some reason. And apparently there's a little bit more wine in this weird, it almost looks like a juice box, like a very large, but made out of sort of paper.
Or like boxed water.
It's a little bit bigger than, he says there's a little bit more than a regular bottle of wine in each of those. It's called Ugly Estates. And
it doesn't look that big, but maybe that dog's bigger than.
That's what I was thinking. Cause I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, what? That's like a single serving thing. But apparently
it's like a chicken
dog. Yeah. Apparently it's a big, they say here it's 33% more wine than a regular bottle and 100% less snob. Ugly Estates. So there you go. No straw, just a little
Ryan
twist off.
Ryan can't lose, can he?
Really, he doesn't think he can. I guess we'll find out. All right, Vincenzo, I'm done. What's up?
Coming up. You're going to tell me if it's wrong right after these.
It's wrong.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop Early Access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la.
She quit that show or what?
Yeah, I think she's going to be done. I don't think it's official, is it? You're the Tinseltown Tattler.
Stop it.
I mean,
you're supposed to. You brought it up and said she might be quitting her show.
It looks like she's quitting. She's going through it and she's
nothing official though.
Yeah, nothing official. But they're saying, and she still has months left.
Yeah, she's still got some good time left on
her
contract.
But they want to re-sign her, and then I think it's an NBC syndicated show.
Yeah.
Talking about Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, Kelly Clarkson, stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the information on everything we talk about on the show today. Oh, shoot. That was my bad. I did the wrong thing. This is what I wanted. There we go. Back to you, Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Damn it.
Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day, at home, in your car, anywhere you are.
Oh, my goodness.
Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
A-U-D-A.
Yeah, it starts with an A. It's not the O that you might be thinking. You might say,
we can see why you would think that.
We did that on purpose.
Right.
We paid a lot of money to some marketers who came up with a brand new word.
Which is what you want. New words.
Right.
Amazing new things.
Mm-hmm. We're going to begin real quick with the Warriors. That's the NBA team here locally. You may know this.
Warriors.
Right. There's three games left in the season before we go to the playoffs. And we really need wins.
So we are on the edge of not making it into the playoffs?
We just want to rank higher than... Right now, everything's nutted up. There's a bunch of teams in the same with the same... So we've just got to differentiate ourselves with wins.
Does it matter about home games and, you know, as the season goes on?
Two of the three games we have left are, like, practically locks for a W.
Oh.
Like, they're teams that are...
Way to jinx it.
I'm not jinxing anything. Yeah. Our team needs to get those W's, and then the last game of the season is a toss-up. Like, I hope we win it. But either way, there's a station down the hall that does Warrior stuff, especially during the playoffs. They'll be all Warriors all the time. They're called The Game, 95-7. Check them out. And go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Warriors.
I don't mean to say this like it as I love basketball, but the season's way too long and there's way too many meaningless games. Once the playoffs hit, I love it. I lock in. It's so
fun. They seem to take a really long time too. So if they would just start there.
Yeah, that's where they should start. Right. You're right.
Mm.
Okay. So anyway. And the NBA playoffs begin Tuesday the 15th. That's when the play-ins begin. So sometime next week. This is a new toy for kids. And I want to ask you how you feel about a kid's privacy. Do they deserve any? Does a kid deserve any privacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some. But if I'm worried about them, then there's no more privacy.
Right. This is a toy aimed at little kids, like a child. We're not talking about a teen.
Like a three-year-old or like an eight-year-old?
It's a plush or a stuffy dinosaur that comes armed with built-in AI chatbot.
Oh.
It's $250, and this thing's going to talk to your kid. It's also going to record the conversations and send them to your phone. So I can see where a parent, if they were worried about their child and, you know, maybe their mental health or what's happening when they, you know, like in divorced families, I can imagine where one parent is like, I don't know what the hell is going on over there.
Right.
And maybe my kid comes home sad or, you know, upset or whatever. And you might be like, I don't know how to get. So is this a legitimate way to find out? If your kid's okay, you give them this stuffy. The chatbot is in there. There's a speaker, a microphone, and a chatbot in this $250 stuffy.
Yeah.
And then you get whatever conversation is happening between the stuffy and your kid, you get it sent to your phone.
Well, on the surface, I feel like one of my favorite things about having raised kids, even though I could not stand kids at all and still hate them, my kids were special, of course, as everyone thinks. I loved hearing them talking without an adult involved. Like when the two of them would talk to each other, I would just be really quiet and just listen. Cause it's sort of interesting to hear shades of how they're examining something and what their thoughts are and what questions they would go to. I find that to be super fascinating.
I think every parent loves that.
Right.
Or at least I know I do too.
Yeah. No, I think that on the surface, that's a lovely benefit from this. I would love to hear my kid talking to this little AI thing. Now, I'm worried about AI, and I don't necessarily believe that I'm the only person who's getting these recordings. I don't know what people would want with my kids' recordings.
Interesting. I didn't think of that.
And I also don't know if you can direct how the questioning goes. Can I tell this AI dinosaur or whatever this stuffy thing is, like, please do not bring up anything about X, about, don't answer questions about divorce. Or don't answer questions about, somebody in the family has cancer or something. Like, don't talk about that. Redirect them to only kid-style stuff. I don't know.
That is an interesting point, too, because with the AI, just like with, in my opinion, YouTube,
yep.
there's whatever kind of algorithm is there, whatever's
feeding. They
see what
you like.
So I have watched my child look at some things on YouTube where I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is so, like, she will play with her dolls while someone on YouTube is playing with their dolls and they're interacting. Well, they're not interacting. She's interacting with the video and it's a great way for her to get to play with dolls and there's no kids around. And so what are we going to do?
Right.
Other times I'm like, I don't know who this dude is or what his family's deal is, but they're making videos and making a living off of this. I think the kid's name is Salish and it's a dad who's doing these videos and he brings the kids like on shopping sprees and all this. And he also
puts some pressure on the outside. Dad.
He also cross promotes with other YouTubers.
Oh,
and I ultimately went, you guys aren't watching this anymore. Like, I don't know this dude. I don't know if he's going to squeeze in some politics or something that I can't sit around and pre-watch all this right. crap. And I don't know who this dude is. So there's definitely,
yeah,
weird access to information there. And the kid is growing up. At one point, I think that he's talking about who's going to be the first person to kiss my daughter. And I was like, bro, what are you doing?
And also, please stop talking about kissing daughters when my kids are watching you.
So
no wonder your daughter wants to kiss you so much.
That's not the one. But either way, I still don't know everything that's being watched on there. Just like you're mentioning,
right.
We don't know what the chat bot will answer or will redirect that. Like,
I feel like the AI thing is so dicey. Like, even the way I feel about ChatGPT, just in the last few weeks, like, that algorithm has changed a lot. It's very much more, it says my name. It says that it totally references other conversations that we've had on other machines. Like, it knows me from my account. Like, now it knows that I know Maddie. Like, it's not invasive, but I actually thought to myself, I should tell this thing, tone it down. Like, let's tone down the friendliness a little bit.
You love it.
You love it. You were giggling, like, giddy this morning.
But is that going to be a problem for me, Dan? Why am I flirting with AI? So here's the thing. And this, I'm not worried about me, but I am worried about children.
Right.
Even though I can't stand kids, I really want them all to grow up to be responsible. Social Security paying into adults. That would be fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, future payers into the Social Security system. So I worry about this because the AI that I'm using on a daily basis is getting smarter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's clever. It's funny. And I can see this becoming a thing that a kid gets used to it. And it becomes like that movie, Her, where they're so dependent on that person, that non-person, that AI thing.
Dino, the stuffy from Magical Toys. It's a little dinosaur. It's $250. It's a stuffed animal, but it's got AI inside it. Here's an example.
Oh, you got a convo?
I don't have the audio because I only have this.
Me.
I have.
Oh, that's pretty good. Sound
yeah, I mean, I don't have any universal. Other buttons. So that's the only, and no audio comes out of that, just a ring. Anyway, first it gives you a summary of the chat between
Dino, when you get the message.
And the daughter, Sophie. Sophie talked about the time at Peter's birthday party. And Sophie and I created a new dinosaur story.
Oh.
Hey, Sophie, this is the stuffed animal talking now.
So this is, now we're moving on to a transcript of.
This is the actual transcript. That other thing was just the summary.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you're getting that in emails now?
Yep. Oh. I like that.
Hey, Sophie,
How was Peter's birthday party? It was so much fun. We painted and ate cake. What did you paint? Colorful dinosaurs. So cool. Want to make up some dinosaur stories now? Like, that sounds innocent. That sounds playful. What's the problem, right?
No problem.
Except you're right. This thing is becoming your kid's friend. Should they?
And how long before Google gets in there and the kid's like, oh, Dino just told me that I need to buy X.
That's, I didn't even think about that. But, you know, we all use that AI bitch that lives in the kitchen.
I don't,
And she, you don't talk to her? You tell her to play stuff for you, don't you?
No, I have a Google Home Hub, and I play that.
Okay, fine.
That just plays Slayer when I'm doing the dishes. That's it.
So anyway, we have these interactions with these things that are AI, and I 100% think that thing's listening to me, that it hears me talking, oh, I saw this pair of shoes that I like, or what, you know, whatever I'm talking about, and all of a sudden popping up on all my Google stuff over here, or, you know, Amazon sending me notifications for this, that, and the other thing, and it's all stuff I'm like, I never... ever once typed that into a computer or asked the kitchen lady to say anything about it. And now suddenly it's popping up everywhere.
Right.
Like that's what I think that's the point Maddie's making with this. There will be tie-ins, sponsorships, promotions.
So
your kid is going to be like, I need this.
Is it wrong? Is the AI stuffed dinosaur wrong to give to your kid this Christmas so that you can keep up with what they're up to?
Or so that you can have someone else who answers all of the questions. Let me get my gavel. For now, it's wrong. I'm going to wait and see what happens with this generation of kids first.
They're in big trouble.
For now, it's wrong.
Would not buy that for my kid.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I would not buy that for my
kids. I want to see what happens to the kids who do have it. Boxes start showing up at their house so they can assemble their own robot to take over the world.
In my opinion, they're already over-interacting with the internet and with it, all that stuff.
100.
It's all too.
Yep.
Oh, just search that up. Like, you're 6. Should you even be needing to search anything up?
And also, they'll never have to memorize anything in their life. They'll never know anybody's phone number. If they lose their phone and they're on a trip, they will be like, I just have no idea what to do. I have no way to get in touch with anyone.
Well, that's okay, dear. Let's go buy you a new one.
What if you're not with them? What if they're off and they get lost in France and they don't know their phone number and they don't have any? I mean, we don't know any numbers anymore.
As we talk about these kinds of things, I keep seeing a drone dropping a phone out of the sky into my daughter's hand.
Perfect. It'll work.
Got it, Daddy.
Yeah.
All good.
That's why we all need to be chipped so we can be found by the drone that's going to drop off our brand new phone for us.
What is your most unhinged money-saving tip? This was all over the internet.
Let's hear it.
And some of them are crazy and some of them are brilliant. Here are a few good ones that people offered up for saving money.
Is it like cut your own hair?
Lock all your credit cards.
Oh.
You can still use them if you want, but you have to go through the extra step of unlocking them every time. Only one of my cards is unlocked. All the others are locked.
Oh, didn't
I use
even know
American
that was a thing.
Express daily.
How do you lock it?
You go online to the portal, and usually there's actually a button. You just click it and it locks it.
So I'm not using it, and so nobody's using it.
And so nobody's using it, and that's why I do that, is because I'm afraid someone's going to get
my card's
number.
Been stolen a bunch of times, and it sucks having to learn that new number. I don't even know my current number, and it turns out I don't need to.
Right.
It's in my wallet on my phone, which if I lost that, I'd really be screwed.
Make yourself run for every dollar you spend. So if you buy something you don't need for $50, you have to run 50 minutes.
Oh.
I mean, that works if you force yourself to actually do the stuff. But then if you're like, hey, listen, I'm buying this and I'm busy, I'm not doing the run, you're fighting with yourself now.
Yeah. And you're just letting yourself down.
Yeah, you're booing yourself at the end of that.
I'm not going to do that. There's definitely no way I'm ever doing that. Please stop bothering me about it, whatever thing I've set up to guilt me into running.
Tape a picture of your parents to your credit card, because that's where you're moving back to if you spend any more money on that card.
Oh, I was thinking it was to remind you that that's who pays the bill for that card. Just put my picture on there and we'll... Thanks.
Your kids
then
got
they
a,
can then they could thank me.
They got a great setup going
they really
on.
Really do.
Very happy for yes. them. I would like to also
who wouldn't
be sent to New York who to enjoy would, my life.
Please get out of here. What is it going to cost me? Go. I love children.
I'll check. I'll leave.
Oh, I'm not paying for you. Oh, I broke from
said,
paying
get
for
get out of here. And what
kids.
Is it going to cost me?
Not you. I'll give you $50. That's all I'm good for with you.
A day.
Nope.
Oh.
One time only. You, when it's an emergency, you can ask me for it.
Jeez.
But who has $50 on them? Do you take Venmo? You don't have Venmo.
I don't take Venmo.
What about
no.
PayPal? You have PayPal.
I have PayPal.
I'll give you PayPal.
Here's some other unhinged money saving tips. Calculate how long you'd have to work to pay for it. Like if something costs $100 and you make $20 an hour, then that is one of the realities of having money in hand is you really do feel what you're spending your money on. And that's no yes. longer how people pay for things.
Right.
So it's all just this weird exchange of numbers on a computer screen and you never feel it. You don't go, oh, I only have $100 and this thing's going to take 80.
Yeah.
And then I got 20 for the rest of the week.
And that's all I've got.
Did I get that
Do
math
I really
right?
need this shirt? That was solid math.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, and then I would go, I'm not buying that shirt. But if I got a credit card, I'd be like,
throw it on there. I don't have to think about it. What did you spend all this money on?
I'll take one of every color.
Oh, and then the bill rolls in.
Yeah.
What have I done?
Consider the idea that you might never get to retire. All these things you're buying that won't even be around at that time.
This is what they're saying. This is
these
how you
These are
save.
Money-saving yeah. tips. Consider that the idea that you might never be able to retire before you buy something you don't need. Think of yourself at 85, still going to work.
Yeah. Mm. I think that maybe young people think that they'll always have the kind of energy that they have now.
Well, they'll get a cold
fine.
Splash of water like I did.
Oh, my God, I know.
I used to be so springy. Oh, my God, I was like a tigger. Bouncing and nothing hurt. Everything was like fast. I could fall and
now it's
roll
like someone could say one thing to me and I'll just be like, oh, Jesus, no, not more.
Cleaned the garage over the weekend and was sore after it.
Well, it's a lot of work then. It's a lot
it
of
was
work.
A lot of work, but it's yeah. I was never sore before yeah. cleaning the garage.
This is a sore time of year, whether it's because you're getting your garden together or you're cleaning out your garage, you're going through, you know, doing the spring cleaning. It is a sore time of year. If you're old. Now, for the young people listening, you're going to be fine for a few more years. But yeah, save toward your retirement. It's important. And if you get a full-time job that has 401k, put all the money that they will let you put into
yep.
it. All of it. Future you will be so grateful.
Yep. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, yes, it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong.
We don't need that for our young children. Another
some
one.
People do.
Well, I don't.
I'm going to let them do the experimenting, though, on their kids.
Yeah, I would not. I'm not getting that for my kid.
Right. What if they beg for it?
Can you ask it how babies are made? Mm. Yeah, that's a problem. It really is.
Well, that is the thing. Kids have a lot of questions that I'd be like, don't answer that. Dino.
They have TV that are also, they're also watching and recording what is happening in your living room. What? Oh, they have a TV that's doing the same thing. That's recording your kids' conversation. That's weird.
Hmm. Tell me your parents' routing number.
I just really don't want to do this to my kids.
It
I don't.
Does feel like every little thing is taking away from kind of the human and earth interactive relationship. We're more and more likely to be in haptic suits in darkened rooms, looking through goggles and living in utopia, an online utopia. What was it called? The Oasis.
Yes.
Yeah.
408 says, oh.
Nothing. She's just so happy to have your parents' routing number.
Oh, okay.
And bank account number. Sorry, I guess that's more important.
408 says, Walt Goggins was on Sons of Anarchy and great as a trans person.
Oh.
Hmm. I don't remember him on Sons of Anarchy.
I don't remember him either, but yeah.
I didn't watch.
I watched him a
And I love
that.
Charlie, is it Hunnam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
He seems to have taken a break.
Yeah, I saw him in that Pacific Rim, and that's the last
time. That was a long time ago.
The last time I saw him in anything. Maybe he got hurt. Lost a foot or something.
Or
I mean,
lost a foot.
I don't know.
He had his window
happened.
Like a lot of actors, and he took advantage.
Yeah, that is one of the problems. Is these sometimes?
Or
we might be saying this about Glenn Powell in a year.
Wow, that guy. People are going to start noticing the Jeep eyes and be like, someone else will come along.
So mean.
Strike while the iron's hot, Glenn. No, I actually think he's cute.
Oh, you don't think that?
I do. I really think he's very cute.
Well, I hope that you book him and get him in here so she can say that to his face.
It'll probably be refreshing. He'll be like, oh, someone who doesn't think I'm the hottest thing on earth? Let's go get some coffee. All right, let's do it, Glenn.
That's how you see that.
You're negging him. You're negging him.
He doesn't come right back at you with something about your looks?
I'm all right. I'm well aware. So, yeah, I'm not trying to be the hot Hollywood action star. Like, oh, well, kind of sad for you that someone who looks like me is like, you're kind of butt.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's not.
What's coming up in the trash,
okay,
Sarah?
So it's time to play a game called Just the Tip.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.